Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Howard Kaminsky from CBiz MHM. Our topic today is business valuation. Howard, what are the reasons you and CBiz are retained to prepare a business valuation?
Well, Tom, there are many reasons why we have been engaged for valuation services, such as gift and estate planning, merger and acquisitions, buy-sell agreements, dissenting shareholder or partner disputes, marital dissolutions, employee stock ownership plans, and finally, inclusion on an individual's personal financial statement.
Do you approach valuation engagements differently based on the purpose?
Yes. Our first step is to establish the purpose of the valuation and who are the intended readers or users of the valuation report. For example, our approach will be slightly different if we are establishing the price of a business for a potential sale versus determining the value for an individual's estate.
Howard, you just explained the different reasons that clients come to you for a business valuation. Now, can you describe the types of companies or entities that you typically value?
Sure. My office handles business valuations for all types of entities, such as professional companies, such as doctors, lawyers, or engineers, manufacturing entities, wholesale distribution, and retail. We have prepared valuations of startups and companies which have been around for over 100 years. Regardless of the company being valued, we will apply the same basic approaches on each engagement, including interviewing management, review of historical and prospective financial information, and research of the specific industry.
Howard, why do you take these steps?
Well, by performing these tasks, we develop a good understanding of the company being valued. Once we have this understanding, we can then calculate value applying various approaches, such as an asset approach, an income approach, or a market approach.
Once you have calculated this value, how is it communicated to your client?
We issue a written report that meets professional standards. This report will explain the company, the industry, the different valuation methods employed, and, of course, our conclusion of value.
Thank you, Howard. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information in our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.